Yeah, you've all been here. I remember all names, especially Casey. I've got a niece named Casey, and your name is Aubrey. Aubrey, not a common name amongst you. You've all well thought out names, I'm sure.
McGray.
And McGray over here. Okay. Well, today I wanted to show you something quite. I know that you all know what this is. Do you know what it is? Bread. Now, have you ever looked at bread very, very closely and noticed that it's got a bunch of holes in it? As a matter of fact, it's mostly holes in air. And do you know how that those holes get in there? Have any idea? Well, I'm going to tell you a secret, I hope. What puts those holes in there is, do you have any idea what this is? It's called yeast. And yeast has kind of a special property that when you put water in it with it and sugar and some other things, that it starts making gas, little bubbles of gas. And if you put that in with flour and water and sugar and a few other things, that it will start making these little bubbles of gas inside that mixture that you make. And that's what these bubbles are in bread. And if you let it sit for a long time, after you've mixed up something that's going to be bread, you let it sit for a while, you'll come back and you'll find out that it's doubled in size. It just keeps getting bigger. And you'll stand there and you'll look at it and you won't see it get bigger. But if you go away and play for a while and you come back for a little while, you'll see it's bigger again. And it's all because of this thing called yeast. And now, another thing that's sort of neat is it doesn't take much yeast to do that. You can take, it takes a little bit more than that, but no more than twice that much, I would say, and you can make a loaf of bread. What you do is you mix it all in through that flour and sugar and water and everything that you've got, and it will put bubbles throughout that whole loaf of bread. Now, the reason why I tell you that story is because Jesus one time talked about yeast. And in Matthew, which is where McGray is getting his story, Matthew 13, and I think it's long about, I took the glasses off, long about verse 33, it says, he told them a parable, another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. And he stopped there. He says, this is one of my stories. A woman took yeast and put it in the dough, mixed it all together, and that's what the kingdom of God is like. Well, what do you suppose he's trying to tell us? Well, we know, I just told you, that what yeast does is it makes the bread plop up. And it really makes it into bread. If you didn't have that yeast in there, it would be like the bricks that you'll be making this week at Vacation Bible School. But when you put the yeast in there, then it makes it worthwhile. And what Jesus is saying is that the kingdom of God is like that. What he's saying is that the good things that are brought into our lives by believing in God and inviting God into our lives make our lives different in ways that just completely change us. And they completely change the world around us. You know, sometimes when we look at the newspaper and we see all the bad things that are going on in the world, we lose sight of the fact that there's a lot of yeast out there. There's a lot of God's kingdom out there working. And it's working in the lives of people, and they're doing a lot of good things. And sometimes you have to look real hard to see them, just like the holes in the bread. You have to look hard to see what the effect is. But it's there, and it'll make a difference in your life. Now, I'll mention one other thing that's not part of our story, and that's that at other places in the Bible, it talks about sin as being yeast as well. Because the bad things in our lives can do the same thing. They can change the way our lives look and change the way our lives feel. It works just like yeast, and it's kind of up to us to make sure we get the right kind of yeast, the kingdom of God yeast, and let it be the one that changes our lives, okay? And I hope you're going to come back tonight and this week and hear some more stories about Jesus. Okay?